The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All righty. So a week ago, Taz went 2-1. So he's still hot as a firecracker, 19-8 on the year. I bounced back, 3-0 last week. Nice, 11-16 on the season. Bawami is still perfect on the year, as you would expect, undefeated. It's amazing what Bawami can do in terms of an analyst. In the era of gambling, is an uptick around the country. Bawami is just ahead of the game. It's remarkable, is it not?
Promo code Bawami.
That's... All right, I will begin. All right, pick number one for me. We are going to go... we're going to go to the Monday night affair. I'm going to take the Seahawks. I'm going to take the 6 points on the road in San Francisco against the 49ers, and I'll tell you why. Anytime I can get Wilson plus points on the road against the 49ers, you've seen this Seahawks team be able to adjust and adapt. I don't think the rush is going to be as great against Wilson because of his escapability. That offense has gotten more dynamic for the Seahawks as we've gone around here. It's an amazing Monday night game. It really is, to the point where you could actually deal with Booger McFarland on the as an analyst. But because you're so locked into the game.
Shot.
Yeah, unnecessary. You're right about that. But I'll take the Seahawks plus 6. That's game number one for me. All right, Mike, what's Taz got game one?
So first game, he likes the Green Bay Packers. Going up against the Panthers, Packers minus 5 for Taz.
All right, Bogus, what do you got?
You know, that's interesting. I had the Packers minus 6.5. Either way, I like them against the Panthers, as Taz does.
I got
in
5.5.
Okay. We're all over the place.
All right, so you like the Packers minus 5.5.
You get whatever the number is, I like the Packers.
All right, so there you have it. All right, pick number two for me. I'm going to take the Lions on the road in Chicago against the Bears, laying 2.5. Now, you've heard me moan and groan about the Lions. They're better than a 3-4-1 team. They certainly are. And they had a tough loss last week, absolutely, on the road in Oakland against the Raiders. They now go on the road in Chicago against the Bears. And Trubisky should be okay offensively against the Lions. Lions' defense isn't particularly good. But I do think the Lions are going to be able to put up some points. I do. I know how good that Bears defense is. I think they win this game by a field goal. So I'm going to take the Lions. I'm going to take the 2.5 points on the road in Chicago. That's game number two for me. What do you got, Mike?
All right, so for Taz, game number two, he likes Arizona plus 4.5. Arizona on the road versus Tampa. So Cardinals plus 4.5.
Andrew?
Interesting choice from Taz. I'm going to go with the Rams, Moose. I have them at minus 3.5 in Pittsburgh on Sunday. We gave Mike Tomlin some deserved love earlier in the show, but I like the Rams on the road to score some points on this Pittsburgh team, and the Steelers not to score points with their backup QB still out there, obviously. No Ben Roethlisberger all year long. So give me the Rams minus 3.5 against the Steelers.
Rams minus 3.5 against the Steelers. That's game number two for you. All right, game number three for me. I'm going to take the Browns laying 3 at home against the Buffalo Bills. And I'll tell you why. Because sometimes you look at a spread and you say, well, why are the Browns a 3-point favorite at home against Buffalo? Buffalo's 6-2. The Browns are 2-6. The Browns are riddled with distractions and conversation and Odell and Mayfield and Kitchens and the way the guys are being used. The reason why is I do think the Browns can match up against Buffalo. You saw Adrian Peterson, the Redskins, last week against the Bills have some success against them running the football. And I think the Browns are going to be able to run it on Buffalo. I do. Allen and that Bills offense, not exactly dynamic either. Oh, for some reason, I think the Browns are going to get their third win of the year. I think they're going to drop Buffalo to 6-3. I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to lay the field goal at home against the Bills. That's pick number three for me.
Final pick for Taz. He likes Baltimore minus 10 versus the Bengals. Baltimore on the road. Again, the Ravens minus 10.
Ravens minus 10. All right, Andrew.
Moose, I thought long and hard about Browns-Bills for similar reasons to you, but I can't trust the Browns like you're going to trust them to make any pick in either direction in that one. So okay. I went to the AFC South. I've got the Saints laying 13.5 in Atlanta. The Falcons are done. They're dead. They're done. Matt Ryan, if he plays, not healthy. The Saints have Drew Brees. Alvin Kamara comes back. They're coming off their bye. I'll lay those almost to that two touchdown edge and take the Saints to win on Sunday in Atlanta.
All right, so you're taking the Saints laying the 13.5. That's a big spread. And
yeah.
It's gone up as the season's got as the week has got along. So you like New Orleans laying the 13.5. All right, so to recap here, Mike, Taz's three selections are?
So we've got the Packers minus 5.5, the Cardinals plus 4.5, and the Ravens minus 10.
All right. And your three picks, Bogish, are?
What did I just have? The Saints minus 13.5, Green Bay minus something in the neighborhood of 5.5. There was some debate on that. And the Rams minus 3.5 in Pittsburgh.
All right. I'm taking the Seahawks in the Monday night game on the road in San Francisco against the 49ers. The line there is 6. I'm taking those 6 points. And I'm taking Seattle. That's pick number one for me. Pick number two for me, I'm taking the Browns laying the 3 at home against the Buffalo Bills. And I'm going to take the 2.5 with the Detroit Lions on the road in Chicago against Mitchell Trubisky and the Chicago Bears. There are your 9 picks. Oh, Bawami again.
What? Wait, what?
Double duty. We wait. Anticipation.
Did he fall asleep again?
Individuals and special greetings to Taz. It is I, the great Bawami, the Detroit Lions, plus 2.5 in Chicago. The great Bawami has no idea how this is even possible. The Bears don't have a quarterback. Lions, plus 2.5, as you must.
There you go. I like that. Me and Bawami were sharing a brain this week. We both like the Lions plus the 2.5 points on the road in Chicago, and he's dead on correct. I mean, Bawami, the one thing is, he's a hell of an analyst. He's right about that. The Bears do not have a quarterback. Trubisky's terrible. Turn off the TVs at the Halas Center and everything like that. Doesn't want to hear the criticism any longer. I mean, he's been downright brutal. Brutal this year.
He deserves all. I mean, everything that's been said about him is basically all valid.
No doubt.
So if you want us to be quiet, make us be quiet.
Yes.
But, Mando, I hope you mush the Bawami this weekend.
Why?
He's rolling, and now he's got you with company on this game.
I was 3-0 last week. Hold on a second now. I'm hot as a firecracker. 1 week. You got to make it 2 in a row.
I'm not criticizing.
Got to get to myself to 6-0 the last couple weeks.
I'm not critiquing your overall skills.
Well, my record's been terrible. You can criticize that all you want.
But if you somehow knock the Bawami off this hot streak, I don't want to be here for that.
Well, would it be Bawami knocking me or Bawami?
No.
I had no idea where Bawami was going with his selection.
You should have.
Oh, I should have. Thank you.
It's unpredictable.
He's working for CBS HQ now.